listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Tuesday, July 5th. In studio with me this morning, the Tracy Quaithe, the manager of Life and Health Ministries, the Office of National Mission at the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and recently returning from Immersy Medical Team. Just went to Kenya, is that right?
I did. I returned on Friday. So,
are you still adjusting to the time difference?
Not too bad. Having the long weekend really helped.
I'm sure. That 16 hours or more in the air. Mm-hmm. No, 20 almost,
right,
probably.
Right, but an 8-hour time difference. So.
Oh, my word. Yeah. Well, glad to have you here. Glad that you've readjusted back to Central Time. And can't wait to hear more about that trip and hear from others as well. We'll have to set up a time to talk about that trip and get all those stories. Today, we're talking about Life Conference, 2017 LCMS Life Conference, which it's so funny when it's 100 degrees here in the mid. Well, it's not right now, but it's in the 70s right now. But normally it's like 90 degrees when we're talking about this. And we're talking about, you know, preparing for this Life Conference where you bundle up for Washington, D.C. in January, or even the West Coast where it's a little cool in January.
Right.
Getting ready for the Life Conference. Lots of speakers and great topics and the March for Life, all part of the Life Conference this year.
Yes. And be Thursday, January 26th, kind of early registration. Main thing starts on Friday, January 27th, and ends on Sunday, January 29th.
Now, this is one of the years that the March doesn't fall on the anniversary of Roe versus Wade, right?
Right. It's bumped back a week because mm-hmm. we'll be running into a presidential inauguration otherwise.
It's going to be a busy time in Washington, D.C. Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to see what all is happening in Washington, D.C. this time around. What's the theme or the name of the conference this time around?
This is Life 360. We're really concentrating on the fact that life ministry is not just abortion. I mm-hmm. mean, abortion is a big part of it, but really is everything about life from conception until natural death.
So we're going to cover a variety of topics. Right. Certainly, I mean, abortion is one of those topics that comes up. That's what prompted this mm-hmm. March for Life every year. But there are so many topics associated with life that are important that we need to really look at, take a long, hard look at in terms of from biology to ethics to theology. Look at it from a variety of perspectives.
It is. And we'll be touching on disability ministry, a lot of things about prenatal testing, a lot of topics that people have questions about, but maybe we haven't talked about in the past.
One of the guests that is lined up for the conference that I am just absolutely thrilled about, Dr. George Delgado. I had the chance to meet him this past February and to sit down and talk with him, which we shared on Faith and Family. He pioneered a protocol to reverse the abortion pill.
Right. I was fortunate enough to hear him speak at a different conference. And as he was talking, I thought we have to have him at the Life Conference. Really, I suspect many times a woman takes the first step of the abortion pills and has regret. And people mm-hmm. need to know that it can be reversed.
What I think one of the misconceptions about the abortion pill protocol is that there are actually two pharmaceuticals that are used in this process. There's the first set, and then which kind of changes the condition, I believe, of the uterus, and then there's the second set, which actually causes the abortion.
Right.
And so when a woman has taken that first set of pharmaceuticals, that can actually be reversed.
It can, in most cases, be reversed with a medical protocol. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Delgado is developing a nationwide network so that wherever a woman may be located, she can call her local doctor and they can refer her to someone who has that protocol.
And it really was, as he shared it with me, it really wasn't that complicated.
No,
it really was quite simple. It took a lot of work, but it really wasn't that complex in the grand scheme of things.
Right. And he's had great success.
Yeah.
So
with no birth defects and things like that, mm-hmm. you know, because one might think, okay, well, I've already taken this medication or this pharmaceutical. I really, and I don't know if Dr. Delgado makes a differentiation of this, but I refer to it as pharmaceutical rather than medicine because medicine is intended to help or to heal or for therapeutic purposes. So I always try to make sure I differentiate between that. So taking this pharmaceutical, one might think that that would cause birth defects. And if not treated with the protocol, then I suppose that might be a possibility. But he said that there were really no increased chances of birth defects or anything like that. So it's just really quite amazing. And so to hear him speak, he's engaging. I had the chance to sit down with him one-on-one, which I think is fantastic. But I got to hear him speak at the conference I was attending and just great.
And I work in life ministry, and I didn't know that the first step of the abortion pill could be reversed.
Yeah.
So I wondered how many other people didn't know that as well, who are working in life ministry and pregnancy resource centers and really think we have to get that word out there.
Yeah, and he's doing a great job with that and those he's working with. And the other medical professional that he's working with, ironically, his name is Matt Harrison, Dr. Matt Harrison, a different Dr. Matt Harrison. But Dr. Delgado and Dr. Harrison are the two main physicians who are working on that and really doing a great job.
Yeah.
Well, glad that Dr. Delgado is going to be there to speak. He will be a fantastic speaker to hear. And Pastor Jonathan Fisk from St. John's Lutheran Church in North Dakota, Oaks, North Dakota, he'll be there to speak as well.
Right. Always a popular session.
Yes. So. High energy. Got to corner him to get if you can keep him in one place at one time, right? And others lined up. Also, there will be worship and devotions, divine service there at the conference as well.
Right. We will. We're switching it up a little bit because the march is on a Friday this year.
Oh, wow.
So we are having regular worship service on Friday before we go. Always an important part to worship together before we head to the march, but we'll have divine service with communion on Sunday morning.
Okay. And are those at the conference at the hotel or either one of those going to be at?
No, at the hotel.
Okay.
In the past, on years when there's not a conference, many people meet at one of the local churches.
Sure.
But this year, it comes straight to the Westin in Arlington, and we'll be there.
Very good. So this is taking place at the Westin, did you say?
Yes.
All right, the Westin Arlington Gateway Hotel.
Yes.
So now is the time to start making those reservations too, right?
It is. I know at our last conference in 2015, we filled the spaces.
Mm-hmm.
So we're anticipating that will happen again. And so if you are thinking about going, I encourage you to go online and register now.
So now is the time to register. Now is the time to make your reservations at the Westin, especially with all the activity that will be going on that time of year in D.C., if you're thinking about it at all, now is the time to make those registration plans. Some say in terms of flights, start looking now or 90 days, 3 months out. I don't know.
I think it depends on who you talk to.
We're not travel agents.
Yeah.
But now it's a good time to start shopping for flights.
It
I suppose.
Is. Or,
planning on flying or taking the train.
Get a bus together.
Sure.
Good time to do that. But definitely space is limited and we anticipate that we will fill.
And we can start praying for mild weather as well.
Right.
Not a blizzard.
Not a blizzard.
Oh, goodness. And will there be a march on the West Coast this year?
There will be. It is
a walk
the weekend before.
Okay.
So it's not overlapping this year. Last year, I was fortunate enough to attend the one in San Francisco while my colleagues attended the one in D.C. and were snowed in.
Mm-hmm.
So I did think of them while I was in San Francisco.
What was the weather like in San Francisco around that time?
Probably in the 70s.
Oh, yeah. I feel bad for you.
But really, if you can't make it to Washington, D.C., I do encourage you to find a local march if you're closer to San Francisco. I think it's important to have a presence there. There were, in Washington, D.C., you see protesters.
Sure.
But they're generally respectful and not too many. In San Francisco, it was shocking.
It was a different environment
it
altogether.
Absolutely
was. We got a chance to talk about that.
So, yes, if you can't make it to Washington, D.C., we hope you can. But if you can't, find something local and just get involved.
Absolutely. I know that there are here in the Midwest, there's one in Missouri.
Right.
There's one in Chicago.
Right.
So all around the country, there are marches. Check it out and make plans to be involved in one of those. Might be the weekend before, might be the weekend after the anniversary of Roe v. Wade.
Right.
Well, registration. How do we register for the LIFE conference?
If you go online to lcms.org, mm-hmm. you can just /LIFE conference, and it will take you to our LIFE conference page. If you can't remember that, you can go to lcms.org/LIFE and see all of our other wonderful resources, and there's a link there as well.
There's a little tab for the LIFE conference. That's how I always get to
right.
it. lcms.org/LIFE.
Right.
And then you're bound to find the conference tag, the LIFE conference, a little tab there, and then you can go to the conference page, and then there's a button for registration. It says register now. That's
right.
pretty convenient.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you register for that. Regular adult registrant, $275.
Mm-hmm.
And student registrant, is that college students?
College students, high school students.
Okay.
All welcome, all very important that they come, and they get a little bit of a discount. Those prices will go up when we get a little bit closer to the conference, so register early.
And I know there are some students. Last year, Concordia Lutheran High School Fort Wayne brought a group of students.
Right.
And I wasn't there, so I didn't catch if there are any other high school groups that came. I know there were college groups as well.
There are many high schools. Lutheran High School in St. Charles, Missouri brings a big group.
Wonderful.
St. Paul and Concordia had a big group, mm-hmm. and I'm sure that there were groups there that I just don't specifically know about mm-hmm. as well.
So do you know, are you headed to D.C. or still undetermined yet?
We will wait and see. I will be at the conference in D.C. We'll see if I get to go to San Francisco as well.
Uh-huh. That's a lot. Yeah, flying
right.
from across the country in a week. Yeah, you're going to stay busy. Well, it's bound to be a great conference. Okay, so we have a couple of minutes. I want to hear about Kenya.
Kenya was good. We took a team of 12 members to the Turkana people in Kenya. It was the first medical team, the first Lutheran team mm-hmm. that had ever served there. There is no Lutheran church. They're hoping to start
in that part of Kenya, hoping to start
a mission site there. And so we were the introduction into mm-hmm. the community. Saw about 500 people a day. And really, really good trip.
You flew into Nairobi?
Flew into Nairobi, took a second plane, a little propeller plane.
Turboprop,
about 1 hour, 45 minutes, 2 hours into Lodwar in Turkana. So.
And then once on the ground, how far did you have to travel?
It wasn't bad.
Okay.
We stayed right in Lodwar, and then the clinic site was about 15 minutes outside of town, although one of our buses... vans the first day was about 1 hour and 45 minutes for them.
Hmm.
They got a little lost, but
okay.
it's very beautiful, very desert-like.
Yeah.
So they got to see a lot of things we didn't see.
What was provided through this Mercy Medical team this time around?
We did clinical care. So any kind of the diseases, injuries, we were able to treat. I know we tested for malaria and had probably 70 per day test positive.
Wow.
We did HIV testing. I think fortunately we only had one positive test through the week for that.
Wow.
Lots of tropical diseases, injuries.
Lots of tropical diseases. What qualifies as a tropical disease?
Well, if you take malaria, we don't have malaria here. It just is in tropical areas. So
I see.
That's a tropical disease.
I see.
So.
I thought for a minute that meant you were like, you had to have a day at the beach or something. I've got a tropical disease. I need to be at the beach for a day. All right. So on a more serious note, something that's really doesn't occur here. On,
right.
Mm-hmm. At least it doesn't presently.
Right.
Yeah. Got it under control. Well, glad to hear that things were looking good. The only one case of HIV.
Right. Which, in Africa, HIV was very prevalent.
Yeah.
So that was really a blessing to just have one diagnosis.
Wow.
So.
And so treating for malaria while you were there as well?
Treating for malaria. We took doctors and we worked with the local Kenyan doctors as well.
Mm-hmm.
And were able to refer people to the hospital as needed. And really, really a very good week.
The testing, do you set up a lab there in the clinic?
This was an interesting setup because the facility we were at was very small.
Mm-hmm.
So we had tents set up on the property. So we did.
Sure.
We had a lab tent for testing. And
what's your job when you're at the clinic?
This time I worked in the pharmacy. A lot of it is just logistics
mm-hmm.
to make sure that things run correctly. So, yeah, it was really good.
So did you learn a lot?
I did. I do every time.
Yeah.
So
what was what stood out for you most this time? What was the big learning experience for you this
time?
Did
you know they have camels in Kenya?
I did not.
No idea.
Kenyan camels.
Camels. But yeah, that was...
How close did you get to a camel this time?
We saw them. We were in the car and they were walking down the street. So, yeah.
Were they used as means of transportation or these were just wild?
No, means of transportation. Oh,
okay. So. Wow.
Yeah.
So you didn't take a camel on your ride
to the
clinic?
No, we did not ride a camel. So.
Save that for next time.
But our Synod photographer, Eric Lunsford, was there, and Megan Mertz, a writer. Mm-hmm. So there will be some stories coming out about that trip in Lutherans Engage the World. So if you get that, be watching for it. If you're not subscribed, subscribe.
Subscribe. So. And I'm sure on Faith and Family, we'll hear some stories from some of the participants as well. We'll get some of those stories lined up and share those with our listeners. Well, and to find out more about Mercy Medical Teams, because we have more teams coming up this year as well, right?
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm. And that's on the LCMS Life page.
LCMS.org/Mercy Teams.
Mercy Teams. That's easy enough, too. Well, Tracy, always great to catch up with you. The Life Conference, again, coming up in January. That's coming up January 27th through the 29th, correct?
Yes, it is.
In Washington, D.C., you can be a part of the March for Life, part of the conference. Go to lcms.org/Life Conference, right?
Yes.
Or /life. Either one will get you there. You can find more information on it. Tracy Quatham, Manager, Life and Health Ministries, Office of National Mission, Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. Thanks for being my guest this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the daily lectionary. We're going to head to Minnesota today. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO.